Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. You're live with Michael Shakespeare, Prophet Michael Shakespeare and PSM, and we have a prophetic perspective. People of God, what a wonderful day it is. I thank God for each of you. I'm talking to my beautiful sister, Carolyn, on the other line, Carolyn West Walker, and I'm just enjoying having a sister in my life now these days. I haven't had a sister in a long time that I could fellowship with the way that I do with her, and she is just the utopia of a system, and I just thank God for it today. Wait a minute. Maybe I can work this out. Carolyn, say hi to everybody.
Hallelujah.
That's Carolyn West Walker right there. Everybody, praise the Lord. Sissy, I'm gonna...
I love you all, prophetic truth. I love you, Prophet Mike. And
we love
all
you.
Is well.
All right, baby. Praise the Lord. Well, I'll call you back as soon as I get off the air, okay, Sissy?
All right. Love you. Love you all.
Love you,
Pastor
too.
Pastor London, you too.
All right. Pastor London, where is Pastor London? Don't hit him in the nose. I haven't seen that boy. Praise the Lamb of God. The people of God, that was Carolyn West Walker, one of my administrators, and my sissy poop. I love her like that. Praise the Lord. And she's dear to my heart. And I just thank God for her calling me this morning and what have you, and sharing with me about Christmas and all of that. You know how brothers and sisters talk. Praise the Lord. Now, people of God, let me tell you this. It's a wonderful day in Zion. The Lord is good. What a prophetic treat they had last night on the page. Praise the Lamb of God while I was resting and recuperating and getting myself together for tonight. Praise the Lamb of God over in Highland Park. Hallelujah. With Apostle Compton and Bishop Lewis Evans, all of this, Bishop Apostle Hobbs and all the others that's coming in. We're going to have a wonderful time tonight, as we declared on yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. God is moving by his Spirit, and he's already speaking concerning the service tonight. People of God, let me tell you something. It is an awesome time to be saved, to be sanctified, to be set aside, to be qualified, praise the Lamb of God, for the life that God has given you, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, you must understand, hallelujah, that in this season, praise the Lamb of God, trials and tribulations will come, but they come for the testing of your faith, praise the Lamb of God. They come for your own strengthening, your own development, praise the Lamb. I read this this morning, looking unto Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, the author and the finisher of our faith, praise the Lamb of God. Not looking at the issue. The issue is not the author nor the finisher of your faith, not the problem, not the trial, praise the Lamb of God. It's only the process whereby your faith is being worked and exercised. But it's Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, who has instilled and imparted faith in you. He's the developer of your faith. He's the grower of your faith. And it's him, praise the Lamb of God, that will strengthen you in the time of need. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I don't know where my co-host is. I think he's still somewhere asleep. Praise the Lamb of God on this night shift that he's working on. But you know, praise the Lamb, the man got to do what a man has to do in this season, praise God. And the Lord has opened an effectual door for Pastor Lawrence London Jr., and we are excited about that for him. My goodness gracious, I tell you, I am in a mode today, praise the Lamb of God, that I am ready to go forth tonight, praise the Lamb of God. I'm looking forward to the service tonight over in Highland Park, people of God, at Soul Harvest Church. They're just a few blocks south, praise the Lamb of God, of 6 Mile Road on Woodward. You need to meet me there tonight at 7 p.m. It's going to be on. I feel it in the very air. I feel it in the very atmosphere, praise the Lamb of God. Even here, praise the Lamb of God, in the house where I'm at, praise the Lamb of God, I feel already the unction and the move of Almighty God, and I want you to share in that tonight with us. Praise the Lamb. Well, we have an exciting show for you today, praise the Lamb of God, as we talk more about prophetic faith, as we talk more about prophetic praying, as we talk more, praise the Lamb of God, about the prophetic in general. Hallelujah. Our son Brett is with us today, praise the Lamb of God. Where you at, Brett? I know he's here somewhere, praise the Lamb of God. And he's going to pray with us today and for us today. Here's my son right here. Praise the Lord, all the way from Cali Alley, California, son. How you doing, man?
I'm blessed, Prophet. How you doing today, man of God?
I am doing all right, man. Just wonderful, man. You know, I love my sons, people of God. Hey, Brett, I think, what's his name? Praise, I'm praying for him today, too. He's on his way. If not, probably at the homegoing celebration of his grandmother, Pastor McGee. Praise the Lamb. But I got a beautiful surprise in the mail yesterday. Brett, I ain't going to even make you feel bad, Brett.
Don't make me feel bad, Prophet. It's title in on the Brown household right now.
Your brother trying to sneak in on you, man, and try to get in the good seat. Man, this dude sent me a suit in the mail, man.
Oh man, wow, glory to God. Wow.
A suit I saw him in. I said, man, I like that. He went and found my size and sent it to me.
Oh, my goodness.
That boy is something else. I got to watch him. Praise God. He's trying to get on the good side of Pop's heart. You know that.
I got to do it.
That'll do it. How's everything going out there, man? It's all well with you?
Oh, all is well, Prophet. We pressing on. We're preparing the family for a family fast going into the new year. And we're just excited, man. We're just excited. We're ready to go forth in God, the promises that's been spoken on our lives. And we're just making a commitment, man, a recommitment of examining ourselves and just really, really coming together in prayer and study more and not just stop procrastinating, just going forth, just really going forth in God. Because there's so many people right now in our circle in California, and it's so challenging. In the atmosphere that we're in, that families stay together, that, you know, marriages are being attacked so heavy and finances. So I'm just ready to go to that higher level, man. That's where I'm at today. I'm focused.
Wow. You know, I've never heard anyone say what you said about 2 minutes ago, and that is, that you and your family are preparing to do a family fast for the new year.
Yep.
Ah, goodness gracious. Brett, I'm serious. I've never heard nobody say that to me before.
You know, Prophet, that was the first thing we did before. I'm telling you, after you talked about the family altar, that following year, we started out the year in 2010 praying and fasting together 21 days. And that's when the vision of California came up. But God gave me a different vision. He gave Steph that vision. He gave me the vision of ministry, and that's when I began to work with the young people at Third New Hope. And every year we really haven't, by us being separated in the time, I thank God. That's another testimony for me, because last year this time I was living in Indiana. As you know, my family was traveling to Chicago, and we were driving back to Michigan, and it was so much chaos going on. And today we're just set apart right now, man. We're set apart in California. And you were talking about going through the process and the test of our faith, and I'm just so excited because last night, man, I was, you know, just dealing with some things personally, and Denise inboxed me and asked me to pray for today, and the prophetic word, you know, she said, we need you on the page tonight, and by the time I got home from driving, the word was going forth, but my spirit was really low, man, and Valerie and Shirley Bean began to speak a prophetic word on my life that only God knew how I was feeling at that time, man. And I'm telling you, I only God knew that, because all I could do was weep, because only God knew how I was feeling. Like, my goodness, Lord, I just, you know, so I just praise God to where he has us right now, man. It's been such an awesome journey this year, and I'm just excited of going into the new year, man, and what God would do if we come together as a family and really build up those walls and those cracks and the leaks that's been coming in and attacking us, man. So, and I know one thing that draws close each and every individual person in my household is shutting down the food, shutting down the meat, begin to cleanse our body, to bring our sight in subjection. And, man, not only that, just the health part, you know, eating better. And our parents I feel so much better, man, when I don't eat meat. And that's just my honest opinion. Man, when I don't eat meat and I'm fasting and drinking water, I'm so much open and I'm not cluttered. And everything flows so much differently for me. And I think that's been one of my major hindrances in this year. So I'm just looking forward to going through, man. I'm just ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, the body needs a cleansing. You know, every now and then you need to cleanse your body and go, you know, month or two or three, and even a whole year sometimes without meat in your system, especially beef and pork a lot of the seafoods even. We need to start studying on what is the biblical seafood for the body, because a lot of us are eating a lot of fish and a lot of things out of the ocean that we think is good for us because it's seafood and it's not. Shrimp and lobster and crab legs are the most unhealthiest things in the ocean. They are the janitors of the ocean. They are rodents. Mm-hmm. And they're very, very, very high in cholesterol. They're not good for the human body. And a lot of people eat so much of that, and then they have issues and what have you. We're putting this in our system. They look clean and what have you, but they are part of the rodent family. And a lobster is like a roach. It eats all of the filth in the ocean. So, you know, the cleansing of the body, praise the Lamb of God, the foods, the fish that God commanded were those that had fins and scales. They have to have scales. They have to have fins. Catfish is a very nasty fish, but we love catfish. We love the fried catfish, and those that's in harmony with catfish is something that we have been accustomed to for many years, and it's a part of our diet, and we eat it, and we eat it, and eat it, and pretty soon we become the house of a rodent. And everything that's inside that fish enters into your body. And I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God. But so when we fast and we cleanse and purge ourselves, we must make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we're not thinking that we're doing a cleansing and what we're putting in replacement of the meat, praise the Lamb of God, is dirtier than the meat. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we have to be very, very, very wise and careful. Vegetation is the best thing for us, praise the Lamb of God, that grows from the earth. And why does that do the body so good, Brett, is because we came from the earth.
Right.
You know, we are water. We are a large composite of water, and we are earth, praise the Lamb of God. So that restores our body. Praise the Lamb of God, and calls us to be healthy and feel good comes out of the earth. Praise the Lamb of God. So that's what we have to be very, very, very careful of is the meats and stuff that we put in our body. Praise the Lamb. And then a lot of us are oversaturated with carbs, with pastas and potatoes and breads, you know, all of that kind of stuff. We have to be very, very careful in that area also. Praise God, that we monitor ourselves on, I ate bread today, I'm not eating bread tomorrow. I ate bread 3 days in a row, I'm going to take a week off of bread, praise the Lamb of God. And all of that, many times because of the yeast and all of that that's in the bread, is a clogger of our system. It clogs up our system. And then some of us eat bread and pasta all together at the same time. I love what I call spaghetti sandwich. I love it. Praise the Lord. Some bread and butter and some spaghetti with cheese in the spaghetti all at the same time. You know what I mean? I love it. I have to monitor myself from eating that, praise the Lamb of God, because it's not good for your health. It's not good for how prophetic or how spiritual you think you are, people of God. If your health is not in place, praise the Lamb of God. If your health is not you, are in trouble. Praise the Lamb of God. So your health is very, very important. And then, people of God, of course, we need to add exercise to our diet. Praise the Lamb of God. You can't sit in these computers, this computer society that we're living in. I said this not too long ago. Praise the Lamb of God. This addiction to Facebook and other cyber, praise the Lamb of God, activity and games on these computers and plus television and all of this, you have to be very careful. If you do not exercise, eating right does you little good. You must exercise. The human body was not made to sit and be still hours and hours and hours a day, day after day after day. You will develop all kinds of joint problems, blood clots, all kinds of things that's unhealthy, praise the Lamb of God, because of the lack of circulation. You must constantly and consistently move, praise the Lamb of God. Stretching is very important to us, praise God. And then some of us need to learn how to exercise maybe 15, 20 minutes a day right there in your house or your apartment, your steps, praise the Lamb. If you have steps in your house or your apartment, go up and down those steps, praise the Lamb of God. Do some legs exercise on your steps, praise the Lamb of God. I promise you, you're going to feel better. Praise the Lord. Right there on your steps, it's an exercise machine, and you don't have to pay a quarter for it. You're paying rent. You're paying your mortgage. You already have an exercise machine right there in your house. Praise the Lamb of God. Sit-ups, praise the Lamb. Put your feet up under the sofa. Praise the Lamb of God. Put a pillow up under you and get yourself comfortable and lay back. Praise the Lamb of God and do crunches and what have you. Good for you. Praise the Lamb of God. There's all types of that. Get you some light weights, maybe 5 pounds, 8 pounds, 10 pounds, no more than that. Praise them to flex with your arms and what have you. That will keep you toned, right? Just, I'm telling you, the repetition of it will keep you toned because they're so light. Praise the Lamb of God. They're so light until they'll become heavy and they'll tighten your arms. Praise the Lamb of God. But you'll be able to do, instead of doing 20, praise the Lamb of God, reps with it, you'll be able to do 100 of them, praise the Lamb of God. And that's more better for your physical exercise than doing lifting 50 or 100 or 150, 200 pounds at one time, praise the Lamb of God. And you're training your muscles then, praise the Lamb of God. Then we need omega-3. Brett, what you got me into doing a...
I don't know, Prophet. You going doing a health...
I'm going doing a health thing, man, because I care so much about the people of God. Praise God. I just bought me some omega-3 yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. Day before yesterday, I bought me some omega-3. I bought some D3. Praise the Lamb. A lot of you need to take that D3 because it stops you from going into depression, people of God. D3 is very good for you. It has in it what... the sun has in it. It's very good for you. Praise God. All of us should be on vitamin C right now, at least 1,000 milligrams a day to help keep cold and infections away. Praise the Lamb of God. Calcium, you need that in your system for your bones. Praise the Lamb of God. And the strengthening of your bones, you need that. If you can't drink milk like me, then you take calcium pills. Praise the Lamb of God to strengthen your bones. Hallelujah. My God, it's so much that we need to start studying about how to stay healthy, especially after you hit 30, 40 years old. You need to really start paying attention. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you hit that halfway mark, praise the Lamb, you need to start paying attention to your body. Brett, thank you just for mentioning that. I believe that was God right there, man. I really do.
Hallelujah.
I believe that was God the way I ran with that. Boy, oh boy, my son is here. Hallelujah. People of God, those of you that, excuse me, tuning in late, praise the Lamb of God. Those of you listening via the internet and want to call in and be a part of our live show, you can do so. Call in at area code 646-564-9818. 646-564-9818. Be a part of our live show. Praise the Lamb of God. We're just talking a little bit here with Brett. What moved us to the place that we just were in with the health products and things of that nature was this young man said that him and his family is gearing up for the end of the year, beginning of the year family fast. And I told him I had never heard anybody say that to me before, praise the Lamb of God, that their family was doing a fast for the new year, praise the Lamb of God. And then he shared up with us how that was birthed, praise the Lamb of God. This is prayer day. What an awesome thing to say at the onset of the show. Praise the Lamb of God. We're about to go into prayer. If you have prayer requests, you can push 1, praise the Lamb of God, on your dial. We're praying for pastors and shepherds all over this country, all over the land. My son down in Ghana and others, we're praying for you. Praise the Lamb. There's so much going on right now, so many deaths. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Michael Tillman here in Detroit passed away. Is going home, going, we'll be going to in the morning. Our brother, Pastor Kirby, Jerome Kirby, passed away. We'll be going to his home going next Friday. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, hallelujah, the Lord is taking them away. Hallelujah. We're praying for Pastor Gregory Macon, who is still, praise the Lamb of God, fighting the good fight of faith there in Loyola Hospital in Chicago, Illinois, in Maywood, Illinois. He's fighting the good fight of faith. Bertha, you have a prayer request, I guess, today?
Yes, Papa Shakespeare. I was at a conference last night, and the word that the apostle prophesied was that if you intercede and pray, God said to pray for four cities. So I just called in to, as Brother Brent said, to lift these four cities up. And the four cities she called out that God said to intercede for was Louisiana, Utah, Texas, and California.
Hmm. Does she say why these specific four places?
She said that God said that there was trouble headed that way and to turn it and pray that God would turn it around.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. For those four cities, Utah, Texas, praise the Lamb of God, Louisiana, and California, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Definitely. We look that way. I have friends in all those places. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. People of God, we're praying for our praise the Lamb of God. Those in convalescence homes, those who are suffering from depression in this season. People of God, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Praise the Lamb of God. Be encouraged in this season, people of God, and don't go into despair. Don't go into a depressed state, praise the Lamb of God, because of the fact, hallelujah, of different loved ones have been taken away. Don't go into a depressed state because you are missing them and this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb of God. We must grow, saints of God, to understand. We must grow to understand that that is the process of life. Praise the Lamb of God. Life, praise the Lamb of God, begins and life ends. Praise the Lamb of God. When, just enjoy what you can enjoy during the time you can. Do the best you can with it, because one day we all will be taken away. Praise the Lamb of God. You will be taken away or they will be taken away. One or the other. Praise the Lamb of God. And there's nothing to go into depression about. Jesus has borne our sorrows. He has carried away our grief. Praise the Lamb of God. And our love should be in him. Praise the Lamb of God. To the extent that we understand the process. Praise the Lamb of God that is given to us by the Lord, and it strengthens us in these hours. God is not taking our loved ones away to bring us to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of depression. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might is my prayer to you and for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Brett is coming now. Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to take us to the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, all. You want me to tell you something? Jesus loves you today. Praise God. Jesus loves you wherever you are. Little boy, little girl, Jesus loves you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of us who are suffering in our bodies and sickness, Jesus loves you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus loves you today. And that is worth more, praise the Lamb of God, than anything, knowing that Jesus loves you. Come on, son. Lead us to the throne now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We love you. Oh, God. We worship you today, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. To your name, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, we glorify your name today, God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, you're so awesome in all your works, Father. We thank you, Father God, for this day that you have made, Father God. We're rejoicing right now, Father God, thanking you, Father God, that we're able to hear, Father God, to be able to see, Father God, to be able to walk and talk, Father God, to be able to align right now, Father God, and come into together, Father God, across this world, Father God, through the airways, Father God, in the cyber ministry, Father God. And we thank you for the body right now that's connected right now, God. And we lift up your name as a joint body right now, Father God, praising your holy name, God, and thanking you for who you are, Father God, head of our life, Father God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, Father God, and everything that we do, Father God, you are omnipresent, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for who you are, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you for being Jehovah Elion, our Most High God. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Father God, for being our present, Father Shema, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for being Jehovah Diver, Father God. We thank you for being our provider, God. We thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, our peace, Father God. We thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, our healing, Jesus. We thank you for being Jehovah Sikkenu, Father, our righteousness, Father God. And today, right now, we come right now, God. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done as it is in heaven, Father God. Oh, God, wash us clean from any sins, Father God. God, forgive us for any sins, Father God.
Yes.
Forgive us for any words, Father God. Forgive us for any things that we have thought that is not like you, Father God. Wash us clean, Father God. God, remove anything that in our heart, Father God, any anger, any envy, Father God, any malice, Father God, anything that is hindering our walk with you, Father God. We ask that you forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. We lay it right down in the name of Jesus on the altar right now, on our faces, on our stomachs, Father God, on our knees, Father God, with our hands lifted up. We surrender it all to you, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, that you will take our sins and our iniquities and throw them depths in the deeps of the sea, Father God, and wash us clean, Father God. Wash us with your word, Father God. Wash us with your word, Father God. Wash us with your word. Wash us with the blood of Jesus. Wash us with the blood of Jesus. Wash us with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father God, that we can come to you, throne to your throne boldly to your throne of grace, thanking you, Father God, coming to you in a time of need, God. And we thank you right now, God. I lift up right now, Father God, the leader of this ministry, Father God, Prophet Michael Shakespeare right now, God. I lift him up to you right now, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you continue to restore him, Father God, that you continue to pour into him, Father God, good long life, Father God, good health, Father God, prosperity, Father God, covering, protection, Father God. I pray the blood over his children right now, Father God.
Thank
I pray
you,
the blood over his home, Father God.
Thank
I pray
God.
The blood over his bank accounts and his cars, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for the increase that's going into his life right now as we go into this new season, this prophetic season, Father God. Now lift up to you, Father God, Prophet Michael Shakespeare right now, Father God, and I ask right now, Father God, that you store him, Father God, that you build him up, Father God, that your angels go right now to soul
God,
and protect him right now, Father God, that no demonic spirit will try to attach him. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up anything that may try to attach to him, Father God. We bind up anything that tries to touch to any intercessor. We bind up anything that tries to touch to armor bearers. We bind up anything that tries to touch the apostles, Father God, and we bind it up in the name of Jesus. Right now, I pray for Pastor London right now, Father God, as he's on his bed right now, Father God, give him a vision, give him fresh dreams, Father God, pour it to him, Father God, that he might have poured out, Father God, restore his body, Father God, to working all night, Father God, and I thank you in advance, Father God, for what you're going to do right now. I pray for his children right now, God. I pray the blood over his children in Atlanta. I pray for the blood over his family, Father God. I pray the blood, Father God, and an increase like never before of his life, Father God, and I thank you in advance, Father God. I pray right now for the prophetic gathering call tonight, God. I lift up the prophetic gathering call. I lift up Sister Denise Conyers. I lift up Elder Bennett right now. I lift up each and every person that's going to be praying tonight, Father God. And
the
communion as we end out this year, Father God, with self-examination and breaking bread, Father God, and your blood that's going to be taken, that's going to wash us clean, that's going to give us a communion right now, Father God. We thank you for communion, Father. We thank you for each and every member on PSM today, Father God. I pray the blood over their lives and over their family,
yes, God.
Father God. I pray an increase in their lives, Father God, at 2:13, Father God. I decree and declare it so that we will walk in new anointing, that we will walk in a higher calling, that we will go deeper in our prayer lives. I decree and declare it so. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God, for each and every intercessor, every administrator, Father. I lift them up to you today, Father God. I lift up Sister Carolyn, Father God. I lift her up to you today right now, God. Watch over her, Father God, in Chicago. Watch over those in Chicago, Father God. Watch over those in Louisiana, Father God. I lift up Louisiana to you, Father God. Let your blood shine over that state right now, God, and cover each and every person in Louisiana, Father God. Let those that are saved be saved, Father God.
No, 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 no stand in the gap, Father God, for those who don't know how to pray, Father God. I pray for intercessors to rise up, apostles to rise up. I pray for the pastors, Father God, to govern their churches properly, Father God. I pray for every administrator, Father God, in the churches in Louisiana. I pray for Utah, Father God. I pray for the state of Utah, God. I lift up that state to you, Father God. I pray right now for the state of Texas, Father God. I pray right now, God, for the state of California that I reside in, Father God. And I pray, Father God, we pray, we come humbly, Father God. You said in your word, Father God, if your people will humble themselves and seek your face and pray, you will heal them from the heavens and heal our land, Father God. So heal our land, Father God. Heal the world, Father God. Heal Ghana, Father God. I pray for Pastor Edom and those in Ghana right now, God. I pray for the UK, Sister Blossom, right now, God. I pray for Australia, Asia, Father God. I pray for the Caribbean, Father God. I pray for the Middle East, God. I pray for Israel right now, God. I pray peace, Father God. Rest upon this earth right now, Father God. We bind the Illuminati. We cast out all your satanic attacks,
oh,
God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you to have your way, Father, in our lives, Father God. I pray right now, God, for our sister Shirley right now, God. Shirley DeVos, God, and right here in California, God. I lift up her and her brother, Father God. I lift up Brother Lewis right now, God. I pray repentance on his life, Father God. I pray that his soul be saved, Father God. I pray for healing and deliverance, God. I pray, God, right now for marriages right now, God. I pray for
Nicole Brown
and the mission conference right now, God. I pray for Pastor McGee and his family right now in a season of grieving, Father God. But know that his grandmother, Father God, is with you right now, Father God. And I lift her up to you right now, God. Lift up that family to you, the McGee family, Father God. Strengthen them like never before, God. Let them be a rock, Father God, to know that, God, you are our rock. You are our strong tower. You are our present help in a time of need, Father God. And we thank you for that, Father God. You said, Father God, in your word, Father God, to come, Father God, and see that the Lord is good, Father. We coming right now as we go into 2013. Change people. Transform people. Going deeper in your walk, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for health and prosperity in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for restoration in every prophetic word that came forth last night, God. We pray that prophetic word come to pass right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every prophetic word that has gone forth this whole year, Father God. God, we pray right now for convalescence home, Father God. We pray for the prisons, Father God, those who are locked down, Father God. We pray right now for hospital. We pray that those who can't walk will get up. We pray for those who are filled with a disease, Father God. We bind it up. We plead the blood of Jesus on that healing right now, God. Have your way in the hospital, Father God. Have your way in the mental homes, God. Have your way in our homes, Father God. Let them be an El Bedo, a place where you live, a place where you reside, Father God. Nothing we own. You own it all, Father God. You said in your word that the enemy will come to steal, kill, and destroy, but you have come to give us life and that more abundantly, Father God. And we thank you for that abundant life. You said in your word, Father God, that you will do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask, think, or imagine, according to the power that's within us, Father God. So I pray right now that the prophetic rise up in us, God. Pray that the prophetic rise up in us like never before, Father God. Let us speak those things that are not, that as though they were, Father God, like never before going into 2013. I declare prosperity on our lives, Father God. I declare health right now in our lives. I declare, Father God, the power of the living God in our lives. I pray
yes,
bring
God.
The fruit of the Spirit in our lives. I pray the shield of faith, Father God. I pray the helmet of salvation, Father. I pray the breastplate of righteousness. God, I pray the sword of your word, Father God, your shield of faith, Father God. And the good news and the girl for truth, we thank you for the armor of God. Satan, you have no power in our homes. You are defeated. We thank you, God. We bind you right now in the name of Jesus. We bind you, Satan. Go back to where you go. You should declare the decree. We declare the decree and so that you go back to the pits of hell where you deserve it, where you belong. Anything that try to rise up against us, we bind it up right now. We bind it up right now. We bind it up right now. We stand in agreement right now, Father. We stand in agreement right now, Father. We lift up your name on high today, God. We glorify your name, Father. We worship you, God. We worship you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We glorify your name, God. We glorify your name, Father. We glorify your name, God. We glorify your name, God. Pour out fresh oil on your people, Father God. I pray for the homeless. I pray for the sick, Father. I pray for the children, God. Lift up your children, Father. I pray the blood of our children, Father God, in this entire world. God, thank you, Father God, for their life, Father God.
Chaka.
Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, God.
In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we speak to the throne of Satan today. Hallelujah. He cannot have your children. He cannot have your children today, Father. Praise the Lamb of God, Father. We rebuke depression today. We rebuke the very spirit of it. In the name of Yeshua, off of your children, oh God. Hallelujah, Father. We bind this spirit. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, we release God, the oil of joy on your people, Father. Release the garment of praise on your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we lift our eyes to you. We cry out to you, Father. There's no God like our God. There's no king like our king. There's nobody can do what you do. When you do what you do, God, you're awesome. God, in this, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, the throne of Satan, get your hands off God's property. Every demon of hell, get your hands off PSM. Get your hands off the prophetic true people. Get your hands off God's children today. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God, I release healing. I release deliverance. I speak it, oh God, in the presence of their bodies. Father, I speak it, hallelujah, that a newness, Father, that the glory of the Lord will fall upon them. The weight of your glory, God, will be upon your children, that your spirit will encamp all around them, that your angels will encamp all around them, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah, God. Encountered the love of God. And tonight, God wants to encounter you and wants you to feel His love, His amazing love. Without it, these are just songs, these are just words, these are just instruments. Without the love of God, it's just like we're just up here just making noise. But the love of God changes us, and we're never the same. We're never the same after we encounter the love of God. We're never the same after we encounter the love of God. And right now, if you haven't encountered the love of God, and you would know, because you wouldn't be the same. You would never be the same again. And if you want to encounter the love of God right now, you better just brace yourself, because He's about to just blow in this place. And we're going to encounter the love of God right now. So God, I speak to all the hearts, and I ask God that every heart be open right now. Every heart be open. Every spirit be open up to you, God.
Hallelujah to Jesus Christ today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. There is no God like our God, no King like our King. My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Son, for leading us in. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, today, I want to tell you this. Praise the Lamb. There is nothing your God cannot do. Praise the Lamb of God. If your faith is intact, there is nothing your God cannot do. Praise the Lamb of God. Be encouraged in this day. Keep your head high. Praise the Lamb of God. And don't allow the enemy, praise the Lamb of God, and his deceptive devices, praise the Lamb of God, his tactics, hallelujah, that he used, hallelujah, are nothing but deception.
Yes.
Do not be deceived. Praise the Lamb of God. Undergird your belly in the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Know that God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Know that the seeds you sowed have not been in vain. Know that the tithes you paid have not been in vain. Know it, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't allow the devil in hell, praise the Lamb of God, to bring an accusation against you. Who can bring, hallelujah, an accusation against the elect of God? Praise the Lamb of God. Do not allow the enemy to attack you like that. Don't allow him to attack your mind. Praise the Lamb of God in your heart and your spirit concerning love. You are loved by the best. Praise the Lamb of God. You are loved by the best. He loved you so much, he stretched his arms wide and died for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Do not be neglected in the love area. Praise the Lamb of God, because you don't have a person sitting across from you or somebody to cover you in the night. Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, will hold you. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus will hold your hand. Jesus will walk through the fire and the flood with you. Jesus will be there with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't allow yourself, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, to go into the depression. Hallelujah, people of God. I speak against it in the name of Jesus. It's not mentioned in the Bible. It's not mentioned in the Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. Then it's not of God. Hallelujah. That spirit is not of God. It didn't come out of the chambers of God. Hallelujah. Come from the chambers of the devil. A misperception, praise the Lamb of God, of what God is and who God is in your life. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. My God in heaven. Praise the Lamb. Y'all done messed me up again today. Praise the Lord. That bread, boy, I tell you, praise the Lamb. It's good to have sons and daughters who can pray like this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That interrupts, praise the Lamb of God, and disturbs the throne of the enemy. Hallelujah. And move the throne of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, son. Thank you, son. Thank you, son. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
For petitioning the throne of grace for you, for us today. Praise God. People of God, you are in a beautiful season. We are in a beautiful season. We are just challenged. Praise the Lamb of God. The crossing over this bridge in faith. Praise the Lamb of God. We must finish strong. We must finish strong. We cannot be defeated. We cannot go into the new year with our head down. Praise the Lamb of God. You must finish strong, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. How you exit is how you enter. Praise the Lamb of God. How you exit is how you enter. Praise the Lamb. Did you hear what I said? How you exit is going to be how you're going to enter. Praise the Lamb of God. So you want to make sure, praise the Lamb, that you finish strong. That your faith, praise the Lamb of God, is strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I done told you now how you finish. Praise the Lamb of God. Exiting and entering. When you exit, praise the Lamb of God, in order to enter strong, you must exit strong. Praise the Lamb of God. If you exit weak, you're going to enter into the new year weak. Praise the Lamb of God. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Praise the Lamb of God. I speak it to you. I speak it on you today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. People of God, there's so much that we need to be praying about concerning our society and concerning our world. Praise the Lamb of God. I was thinking even earlier, Brett, that, you know, it's strategic that, praise the Lamb of God, the timing, hallelujah, of the enemy to try to put a damper and send out this spirit of depression, praise the Lamb of God, across the land, hallelujah, with the school, Sandy Hook, praise the Lamb, have fallen on a lot of people. And they have fallen on a lot of people that have triggered it, praise the Lamb of God, in their spirits, hallelujah. Yeah. But isn't it amazing, praise God, at the same time, it's the school break, praise the Lamb of God, for the kids and what have you, so that we can get them together, praise the Lamb of God, time to get them together. I believe God is watching us right now, praise the Lamb of God, to see what we're doing, hallelujah, in this interval. praise the Lamb of God. In this season of rest, in this season of regrouping, realigning, praise the Lamb of God, as we celebrate the birth of Christ, as we celebrate, praise the Lamb of God, harvest, as we celebrate all of these wonderful, high, and holy seasons, praise the Lamb of God, that we have entered into. What we do with that, praise the Lamb of God, is going to be very, very important, people of God. How we deal with that is very, very important. Praise the Lamb of God, that we do it in the right spirit, that we do it, praise the Lamb of God, with the right mind, hallelujah, with the right, in the right frame of mind, praise the Lamb of God, that we do it knowing, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord has given us time, praise the Lamb of God, to pray with our families, hallelujah, to pray with our families and to bring our families into a place, hallelujah, of focus, being focused, praise the Lamb of God, on God and the things of God, hallelujah. I think it's an awesome thing, Brett, praise the Lamb, that your family is lining things up to do a family fast, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. This fast to be a blessing and focus in direction, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to lead to breakthroughs, hallelujah.
I'm excited, God, Prophet. I'm ready for some breakthroughs. There's some areas in my life I need broken through, and I know this is one of the, you know, as Jesus said, only certain things come out by fasting and praying. You know what I'm saying? We've been talking about praying so heavy. Well, I know that a threefold cord is not easily broken, and I know the power of fasting and praying, but I also want to emphasize the third part, which will be giving. And not, you know, giving our time and our money and definitely ministering to God during a fast, not so much what God can do for me, but me ministering to him, like really ministering to him and not focusing on television, not focusing on food, just really, 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 really just crying out to him and just thanking him, man, for all that he has done, man. And I that's what I'm excited about. I don't want to so much go into this fast of just looking for it. What he can do for me, because I know he's going to bless me anyway, you know. So I just want to seek him on a higher level. I want to be able to really know that my prayers are moving even more powerful than they have, you know, because there's some stuff that hasn't manifested yet. So I'm ready.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. And see, when your focus is right, Brett, and in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, you then become the midwife, praise the Lamb of God, of the promises of God that's upon you, praise the Lamb of God, that have not manifested. And this is where a lot of the people of God slack at. We just want to sit down, praise the Lamb of God, and sit back and relax, praise the Lamb of God, and act as though, you know, all right, well, that was said. I'm going on by my business, praise the Lamb of God. I got to do what I got to do. Okay, well, then go and help yourself. But then there's the others of us that hear what God says, praise the Lamb of God, and then we press on the door for what God has spoken, praise the Lamb of God, by, first of all, aligning ourselves to make sure that we are conditioned for what God has spoken, praise the Lamb of God. I am a 100% believer that many times when the promise stagger, praise the Lamb of God, when the promise stagger is not, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, a lot of times because of our unwavering faith, as we see faith, praise the Lamb of God. But I believe, because faith is an action word, that one of the conditions of faith is the condition of the self, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And that is the focus, praise the Lamb of God, to make sure that I am able to be a recipient of what God has spoken, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm conditioned, that my heart is right, praise the Lamb of God, that I am in the right frame of mind to receive what God has for me, because you can take what God is promising you, praise the Lamb of God, and bless the kingdom of the enemy with it, praise the Lamb, You can be a blessing to the devil with what God has given you. Many men have.
Yeah.
So we have to come to a place of focus, praise the Lamb of God, on ourselves to make sure that I am ready to receive what God has for me. Praise the Lamb of God. You say, well, praise the Lamb of God, I see you in a business place, and this business is growing, blah, 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 and God's going to bless you to be, you know, in a position of a Fortune 500 empire. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, well, let's look at this. Can your mind really handle that?
That's big. I've heard you speak too many prophetic words on my life about prosperity and wealth and having that kind of money. When Bertha talked about California, you know, my eyes always rise up because in certain parts of California, you ride through Los Angeles and Hollywood, and you'll say, oh, my God. You know, you say, my goodness. And I look at so many men that have made a lot of money and they fall to the side. I wonder at times, is it because they're not lining up like they're supposed to and God begin to remove that prosperity from their lives? And I don't want to be that person. I've been to the place where I've done well in life and God had to snatch it from me. He snatched it from me, man. I went from making good money to not making no money, you know what I'm saying? And not no money, but lower money, but it was for a purpose. And I understand the purpose now, you know.
When you understand, praise the Lamb of God, prophetic word, praise the Lamb of God, you got to remember that prophetic word goes forth. It is a conditioner itself, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to your circumstances and what have you, praise the Lamb, to help fashion you, praise the Lamb of God. Prophetic word changes conditions and circumstances, people of God. Prophetic word changes conditions. It changes circumstances. Praise the Lamb of God. It reshapes. Praise the Lamb. If everything is shaped all right, there's no need for the prophetic word. The prophetic word reshapes just as it did in creation. When God spoke, praise the Lamb of God, he started reshaping chaos. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. He's reshaped chaos to cause it to become, praise the Lamb of God, what the visible eye sees today. Praise the Lamb. When there's something come forth in a prophetic word to us, praise the Lamb of God, the first thing we have to understand is something finna change.
Hallelujah.
So light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I wish Lawrence was on here to ring a bell for you today. Praise the Lamb.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 dong, right? Praise the Lamb. Something has to change, praise the Lamb of God, in order, praise the Lamb of God, for the prophetic word to have manifestation. Something has to change, and it may be you, praise the Lamb of God. So the conditions around you and your circumstances start shifting. Praise the Lamb of God. And a lot of us aren't even aware of what's going on around us. We are not that we're not aware of what's going on around us. We're not aware that it's the prophetic word that's been spoken over our life that's reshaping, praise the Lamb of God, things in our life. Just as Brett has spoken, praise the Lamb of God, the prophetic word comes to him. He embraces it gladly and what have you. Yeah, and we say, okay, God, ready? Yes, God, I want it. God, I want it. I want it. Have your way. But the prophetic words start reshaping. You lose a job. You relocate with no money.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on, talk to me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Things start happening in a way, praise the Lamb of God, because your faith has to be shaped. Your faith has to grow. Your faith has to be stretched and strengthened, and we don't even pay attention to what God is doing. We'll look at it as the devil. I know this is just the devil coming against me. The Lord be saying, no, 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 no. That ain't the devil. That's the prophetic word.
Yeah. Prophet, you taught on that, I would say probably, I don't know if you remember, it was like a July period, and we kept saying so much about the devil this, and you said stop claiming that everything is the devil, and next thing you know, I could just hear you. I could hear every time a thing would go wrong, I could hear you saying,
it ain't necessarily the devil. God is taking you through a process, man. I'm telling you, I'm only excited for where I've been from last year. I'm excited because, man, I believe, I remember talking to you last year, and you said, you believe me, man? Do you hear the prophet? And I was listening to you. And I've been doing everything since, man. And I'm just looking for growth, man. It's exciting. The prophetic is exciting. It's opened my eyes so much now. And I want to be able to grow so I can share it with people so they can understand that it's another level to this walk.
Yeah, it is. Brett, see, I really want to help somebody here in your circumstance and situation. The prophetic word will shut a door and it will open a door. But at the same time, it's reshaping everything that's in between.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. If you look at it as though you're in the middle of the hallway and everything is fine, praise the Lamb of God. And then when God speaks, the door at one end of the hallway slams right on you, shuts. Praise the Lamb of God. When that was shut, without you knowing it, the one at the other end of the hallway opens.
Hallelujah. I can testify, Prophet. I'm gonna tell you, I worked in Ford Motor Company for 19 years, man. I'm going on 19 years. I've been working in the plant, and I hated it from the first day I started doing it.
Wow.
And I hated it every single day, man, and picked up a lot of addictions from doing it, and it wasn't until the last year till we moved to Chicago. So I moved to Chicago, and Stephanie and the family moved to L.A., that God really, really, really started dealing with me, man. Like, really, I had to go live in the state by myself for 8 months, so almost eight months, where I just was shut in an apartment by myself. And I've come to a place right now, God has brought me out of the plant, man. And I can just glorify him and set me on a path right now to finish my degree, to walk in the ministry, to see my daughter do something differently, to be out of a home that was so far underwater and it was falling apart. Oh, man, I'm testifying on Friday, man, as we end out this year, of the goodness of how God has blessed my life personally as a man of the household, you know what I'm saying, blessed us so much, man. I hated working in the factory. He brought me out of here. I asked him so many times, get me out of here, Lord. Everything I asked him for, a prophet, he has done it. But it's been a process. It's been a
process, man. And the process, man, has a lot in it, man. I'm telling you. And a lot of people that we're prophetic people, praise the Lamb of God, in the sense of our giftings, but we're not in our perception, praise the Lamb of God, of how God is doing things. The closer you get to God, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm going to tell you what the blessing is, people, is to start seeing this unusual, unique, higher thought life, praise the Lamb of God. That's all I can call it. A higher thought life, praise the Lamb of God, that does not, let me say, compute or is calculated by the measuring rod, the mathematics and the physics of the world that you live in. Praise the Lamb of God. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are it's not our ways. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must understand this, people of God. Hallelujah. There's so many of us, and I'm not talking about anybody today. I'm just trying to give you an understanding, praise the Lamb of God, of where we are and where we need to be. Praise the Lord. There's so many of us that are in the basement of our relationship with God that we need to rise up and come up higher in these various levels so that we can start getting glimpses of the thought life of God, praise the Lamb of God, by the Holy Spirit and by our perception of what God is doing and how God does what he does, praise the Lamb of God. And we'll start seeing God can take Brett's situation, praise the Lamb of God, and the promise that he has spoken over Brett's life and cause Brett's promise and situation to reshape something in me. And I'm all the way here in Michigan, and he in California.
Yes, God.
He can take Brett's promise, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that he something that he promised Brett, and then without Brett knowing it, says, and when this happened for Brett, praise the Lamb of God, it's also going to cause my prophet in Detroit to be released by this happening. And it all spins off on the promise that he promised Brett. Listen to what he says to Abraham. He says, in blessing I'm going to bless thee. Watch this. And because of the blessing that I'm putting on you, your seed going to be blessed. Then he says, and all that bless you going to be blessed. And all that curse you going to be cursed. That's a prophetic word that's still alive right today that's shaping, praise the Lamb of God. That's still in process mode. That's still continuing. His seed is still being blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Y'all better understand when God speaks, praise the Lamb of God, that the power and the potential of what God says, praise the Lamb of God, my people of God, the parameter, praise the Lamb of God, the circumference, wow, it's so unlimited, praise God, and there's so many people that just do not understand how God operates, and we won't take time to look at it. We want instamatic blessing. Praise Him. We want God to say it and do it all in the same breath. Praise the Lamb. And when God said it is done, but there is a process, praise the Lamb of God, normally to prophecy. That is a process that has to take place, and a lot of it has to do with the conditioning of the individual that the prophecy is given to. Praise the Lamb of God. There's people sometimes that has to leave out of your life, and sometimes there's others that have to come into your life. Hello, light buffs. Praise the Lamb of God. In order for things to come into the fullness of what God has spoken. Praise God. There's doors you have to go out of. There's doors you have to enter into. Praise the Lamb of God that causes, hallelujah, praise the Lamb, the chain reaction, if you would, for the fulfillment of what God has spoken over your life, praise God. If your faith has not been strengthened, then God has not done it, praise the Lamb of God. If there's no elevation of your faith, if there's not a stronger walk, then something wrong with what God has spoken over your life. When you come out of it, you should be greater. Praise the Lamb of God in your relationship with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Abraham came out of his process for the fullness of his promise to Isaac being offered up, praise the Lamb of God. When you get to a certain point, you don't see no more challenges. Praise the Lamb of God. No more tests or anything. Why? Because he passed all of them.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. He passed all the tests. Nothing happened out of that but blessings. Praise the Lamb of God after that because he passed all the tests. Glory to the Lamb of God. God sees now, hallelujah, that there's nothing that you will withhold from me. I'm telling you, this is powerful stuff. Praise God. Some people are going to miss it. There's somebody else going to go on tonight and listen to the archives or something and say, Lord, have mercy. This is exactly what I needed to hear. Praise God. They're going to grab their pen and paper and write this stuff down and apply it to their situation in their life, and they're going to see, praise the Lamb of God, that a new day is dawning in their lives because of the prophetic word that God has spoken over them. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, we're here today, and Brother Brett is here with me, praise God. If there's any more special prayer requests, you can push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. Praise reports, anything of that nature that you want to give, you can push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm just blessing you in between as we go. You know tonight, praise the Lamb of God, again, we're going to be over at Soul Harvest Church tonight. Soul Harvest Church tonight in Highland Park. Praise the Lamb of God. Excuse me. The water bottles are there, which I need some now, right? Praise the Lamb of God. The water bottles are there. Hallelujah. The saints have been praying. Apostle Compton and others have been praying. Praise the, I've been praying here. Praise the Lamb of God. God is saturating that place. I know he is. It's going to be a like lighting a fuse, praise the Lamb of God, when we enter in to this these hours of worship. Praise the Lamb of God, and this intense prophetic anointing is going to be released as all the apostles and prophets come together under one roof. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't want to miss this if you don't have to. Praise the Lamb of God. Parachute in. Praise God. Get there. Hallelujah. Just a few blocks south of 6 Mile Road on Woodward Avenue across the street from the Powerhouse Gym, Soul Harvest Church. Everything is coming into play for this service. Praise the Lamb of God tonight. And I just believe as the snow is falling from the sky to the earth and the rain falls to the ground, that the word of God is going to go forth tonight and accomplish that in which it has set out to do. God has spoken healing. God has spoken deliverance. God has told me to bring the mantle out. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, you all know when I bring it out, I don't play. I'm not in a play mode. When I bring that mantle out, praise the Lamb of God, I reverence the anointing that's on my life, myself. Praise the Lamb of God. I reverence it. Praise the Lord. I reverence the anointing that's on my life. Hallelujah. I reverence it because I know it is the anointing of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you to experience God on this level. Praise the Lamb of God. All these apostles and prophets that's going to be speaking tonight, praise the Lamb of God, going to have their moments. And then, praise the Lamb of God, according to Apostle Compton, I am the principal speaker, praise the Lamb of God, and a prophetic voice that will give instructions and things of that nature as the Holy Spirit dictates, praise God, so that we can receive the blessing of the Lord. Healings, we have a high expectation tonight on healings and deliverance. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, you all know that everywhere I go, there's always, praise the Lamb of God, some type of satanic activity. We are geared up, praise the Lamb of God. I just want to send notice, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, all the way to the throne. If I find you, I will bind you, praise the Lamb of God, to the abyss until the time appointed, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, I will cast you out and you will walk in desolate places and you know who I'm talking to, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. If I find you, if you manifest, praise the Lamb of God. If I detect you, you are in trouble, praise the Lamb of God. I will, praise the Lamb of God, cast you out and bind you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that the prisoners might be set free from the chains and the clutches of the devil. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So meet us there. Meet us there at Soul Harvest tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to reserve myself a little bit here on the show today so that I won't get too drained. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But let me tell you this, people of God, the favor of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, the favor of the Lord is upon us. And God is blessing us right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 864, I see you.
Hi, Prophet. This is Sylvia again. I have a question, Prophet. My children, both of them are dreamers and visionaries as I am. They see things. And I was in church Sunday, and a prophet was there, and he was saying how he was in trouble, and his mother said, tell him, you know what, the same covenant that I have with the Lord is on you. And it dropped in my spirit. And I have one daughter that is so rebellious. And every time I see that, you know, I see a little change and I get my hopes up and I turn around and she's done something else. And I'm constantly in prayer for her.
Okay. So what are you asking?
So I'm just asking, what should I do? Is there any, I mean, I'm praying and I still.
How old is your daughter?
Sir, I'm sorry.
How old is your daughter?
She is 17.
She is 17 years old. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And she's rebellious?
Very.
Lord have mercy. She talks back?
She wants to have the last say, so yes, sir.
Praise God. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. How long you been saved, darling?
Some years. I would say maybe 10 years, but actually trying to commit my life to God probably the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm. And anybody in your generational track that's in ministry or anything of that nature? Grandmother, grandfather, nobody?
My great-grandfather was.
Your great-grandfather was what?
A minister.
On what side of the family?
My mother's.
On your mother's side of the family. Good.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. See, well, I'm telling you what I'm tracking. I'm tracking, because you're talking about covenants and what have you. I'm tracking, praise the Lamb of God, the covenant of the seed of the righteous, praise the Lamb of God. If your daughter, praise the Lamb of God, is the seed of the righteous, then, praise the Lamb of God, I promise you, a breaking is coming. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, what you need, the prayer you need to pray, and that we're going to pray today, praise God, is for a salvation experience, of the spirit, which is deliverance now. Now, we must understand when we pray for salvation, we're not just praying for a person to accept Christ as Lord and Savior. We're praying for deliverance, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
and we're going to pray that prayer for her today, and we're going to allow God, praise the Lamb of God, to have his way with her. Now, I'm telling you now, praise the Lamb of God, if we pray this prayer, and you tell the Lord, Lord, I release you to do what is necessary in order to save her, deliver her, and bring her into the path of righteousness, praise the Lamb of God, then you must let God have his way. Praise God. And as I've been talking about the process, you must allow place as God has chosen. Praise the Lamb of God. And you will see, praise the Lamb of God, the breaking, the contriteness, and a change. Praise. Only God can change the heart of a person. Praise the Lamb. And our heart needs to change. Praise God. And God will bring it to pass.
Okay.
Are you willing to do that?
Yes, sir.
You heard her say yes, Brett?
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. All right, let's pray. What's your daughter's name?
Jalen Johnson.
Jalen Johnson. All right. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father in heaven, we give you praise and honor and glory, and we reverence the anointing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's on this show. We reverence your presence. I thank you for this mother that has called in, Father, and concerned, hallelujah, with her children. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are God that heareth prayer and that you hear us now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Jalen to you, Father. I lift up this daughter unto you, hallelujah. This mother lifts us, her up. Brett is lifting us,
yes,
her. And those that's listening to our voice, Father, we come into oneness. You promised us, Father, if we would touch and agree in anything, hallelujah, that you would be a God in the midst of it. We touch now and we agree, Father, that the transformation would start, that deliverance and salvation would come unto this child, Father, and that you would use her for your glory. Hallelujah. We give this girl to you now in the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. Snatch her, hallelujah, from the clutches of the devil. Snatch her, Father, hallelujah, from the peer pressure.
Yes.
Snatch her from being conformed to the world, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
A transformating power, hallelujah, and cause her, oh God, her mind, her heart, her soul, and her spirit to be converted unto you, Father, and let her walk in the ways of righteousness. Let her preach your word, Father. Let her evangelize. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Let the mantle of the grandfather fall upon her. You're God today, Father. Show yourself mighty and strong. Give her visions and dreams in the night that will trouble her. Praise the Lamb of God that will disturb her. Hallelujah. And cause her to walk in humility in the name of Jesus Christ. And we give you free, hallelujah, hand to do what it takes, Father, to bring her into subjection. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lamb.
Yes, oh God. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God today. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. Mother, you be encouraged. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm waiting on this testimony of this turnaround. Praise the Lamb. As the process of God takes place, you're going to see it. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Stuff came out in that prayer that I didn't even intend to pray concerning her ministry. Praise the Lamb. I have to tell people this all the time. Praise the Lamb. When your children are prophetic children, if they are on the list of God to be used in a public manner, and while I was praying, praise the Lamb of God, I saw in an evangelistic mode this daughter of yours, praise the Lamb of God. We must understand that they must go through their own trials, their own tests, so that they can have their testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. And some things God allows, praise the Lamb of God, as a part of the process, so that when the breaking come, she will have something, praise the Lamb of God, to say, this is the way I was and God changed me. Praise the Lamb of God. So you just watch God do what he does. And that is, hallelujah. Bless you. Hallelujah. Erico 323.
God bless you. Good morning. This is Los Angeles, California. Evangelist Shirley calling in.
How are you
today.
Doing,
I'm fine. Fine, blessed. Knowing God has got it all in control. Just calling to say thank you so much. As I got on the internet, I saw so many people touching and agreeing concerning the brother that I asked to be prayed for who's incarcerated in Lancaster, California. And that really made me feel so encouraged. And I just thank God for the ministry because it has really been a great blessing to me. It has kept me. It has encouraged me. It has done so many things in my life. And just reading the comments and the prayers and the encouragement of so many people that I've met on there, it's so good to go on Facebook and have a family that you know that can touch and agree with you all over the city, all over the world, and even all over the nation. And I just want to just call and say thank you so much for the time, the prayers that you have prayed for me. And also I'm believing God that God is and will going to do all the things that has been promised to you in your life, and I just want to let you know that on today.
Hallelujah. Praise God. What a wonderful thing to say. Praise God. I thank you, Evangelist DeBose, for calling in today. Praise the Lamb of God and sharing this wonderful salutation with us and allowing us to know, praise the Lamb of God, that God is working in your life as well as that the ministry is a blessing to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, that always excites me when I hear people say, praise the Lamb of God, that even when they come on Facebook, they see a change and they see people reacting different and they are the whole family, praise the Lamb. Now, there's like 1,000 of us now, but suppose there were 5,000. Suppose we would germinate even the more, which is our plan, praise the Lamb, Shirley, to evangelists, to go into the hedges and highways of Facebook, praise the Lamb of God, and evangelize and bring more into the fold. Praise the Lamb of God. Not, you know, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries. That's just a title that we put on the page because I know so many people. And Angel did that for me, and that's the way it's been. But, of course, the undercurrent is prophetic truth to bring people into the realization of what God will have for their lives and also to bring them into a place of covenant with God. Hallelujah. And I believe that if each one would reach one, then each one would be reached. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's the whole idea, praise the Lamb of God, that we have envisioned. But I want to say to you today, praise the Lamb of God, that God is looking your way. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. God is looking your way, Shirley. Hallelujah. I see some great things happening in the new year for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see some more doors opening. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some more blessings flowing your way. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. God is going to bless you in the new year. Hallelujah. You better get ready for your blessings. Praise the Lamb of God. Get ready for your blessings because they're going to come upon you swiftly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God's going to pour out to you, even in a greater measure of his spirit. Praise the Lamb. This is coming swift, too. This outpouring, praise God. You're going to have an experience with God. Hallelujah. Going to renew you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Restore you. Praise God. Hallelujah. My goodness. My goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
Raining spirit that you feel sometimes, that God's going to refuel you so. Praise the Lamb is going to be like the song my daughter sing. You're going to be brand new. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Shining in the light of his glory. Praise the Lamb of God. That's your face going to be shining in the light of his glory. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. The Lord is awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Awesome is our God. Hallelujah. I bless you. Father in heaven, I thank you for this, our sister. Thank you for, hallelujah, the ministry life. Thank you for her example, hallelujah, even in California, Father. I pray, hallelujah, now, Father, that the words I spoke are life words. Praise the Lamb of God. They have gone forth, hallelujah, setting the stage for the blessing. Setting the stage, hallelujah, hallelujah, for the outpouring and the visitation that nobody can give but you, Father. I pray now, hallelujah, that as you renew, as you restore, as you reinvigorate, as you give new strength, this your daughter, hallelujah, yes, God, drench her. Praise the Lamb of God in your glory. Let the weight of your glory be upon her. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. And let her speak the things, hallelujah, that spoke to her in secret, hallelujah, that it may manifest in public. I bless her today in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Glory to Jesus.
Praise hallelujah. The Lord. Thank you so much. Minister Brett, I hear you back there. Thank you so much, too, for your encouragement as well. And it's in my heart to be able to give a real good offering for the beginning of this year, next year. So that's
all
one
right.
of the things that I said, Lord, I'm going to do that because you said do it. And I believe, God, when I do that, when I plant that seed, I will never have a problem again to be able to support the ministry. All right? So
all
I'm
right.
going to obey God.
Right.
All right, and plant that seed.
We want you to plan to be in Chicago with us in November, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm already saying I don't know how far my niece is from there, but I do have a niece that lives in Chicago. And I'm trying to see how far she is from where that is. And then I know I'll be able to come that way. But I believe God. I said it's time for me to show my face on this year. So I believe God's a prophet.
All right.
All right.
Looking,
thank you.
Bless you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've been planning that. I was supposed to be even this week teaching on the first fruits, praise the Lamb of God, and we'll probably start that on Monday for sure. Praise the Lamb of God of the first fruits of the year, because there's so many of us missed the blessing of the Lord. By year, praise the Lamb of God, because we do not plant the first fruit. Praise the Lamb of God. And then we don't watch the first fruit as it matures, praise the Lamb of God, across the year. The blessing of the fruit, or the first fruit, when you give that first fruit offering, praise the Lamb of God, the whole of a thing, it's the whole of a thing. When you give the first fruit offering, praise the Lamb, bread, this is what happens. You give the first fruit, praise God, and it is the first fruit of increase.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. What happens to you when it's done right and the apostolic person prays over you, it releases upon you the blessing of increase.
Mm-hmm.
When the blessing of increase is upon you, God is going to increase you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As he increases you, you then make sure that you take a special offering out of the increase, praise the Lamb of God, and you bring it the first time. Praise the, for instance, let me just give you all this example. Let's say Britt makes $500 a week. Praise God. Let's just say Britt makes $500 a week. Praise the Lamb of God. He says the first fruit of the first increase of the year, he gets $500. He plants that. He said, no, I'm giving the whole of this thing. Here it is. Praise the Lamb of God. He gives his first fruit seed. Praise the Lamb of God. I pray the prayer of increase upon him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I wave it before the Lord. I wave it over him. I pray the prayer of increase. Watch this. When he get a raise, praise the Lamb of God, he get a raise. Let's say the next month his supervisor come to him and say, listen, we've decided we're going to give you a raise. He said, wow, praise the Lamb, thank you. Blah, blah, blah. He get the raise, and the raise is another $100 a week. What he's supposed to do then, praise the Lamb of God, is take that first $100 and sow it, so that the spirit of increase will remain upon him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next time he get paid, he get the $600, he just pay his regular tithes.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? And then the next month they come back and say, man, you've been doing such a great job, we're going to give you another $100. Now he getting $700. Praise the Lamb of God. He takes that $100 increase the first time, because it's a first fruit.
All right.
And he bring that $100 that the spirit of increase can stay upon him. See, increase more and more because we don't go by the process of the scriptures. Now, this in the Bible, I ain't made this up. I'm just giving you what it in a condensed form. Praise the Lamb of God. What first fruit is. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. Is a faith thing, is believing the word of God and following the action of God. And there's so many people. I got a deacon in my church, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this, Brett. His first check, watch this. His first check was of increase for the new year was something like, I think, praise the Lamb of God, let's say $1,101, something like that. Praise the Lamb of God. What he decided to do was just give $111. So he gave $111. Praise the Lamb of God. He testified this itself. Praise the Lamb. When he gave the $111, praise the Lamb of God, in his increase in the, as a first fruit offering, praise God, the Lord gave him a job. You know, he do plumbing and all that kind of stuff. The Lord gave him a job, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this, Brett, that was for $100,000.
Wow.
Right? Was for $100,000. That's what the man told him. Said it's a $100,000 job, praise the Lamb of God. When it finished, watch this. When it finished, he only made, watch this, $1,100. and $1. And when he got it, praise the Lamb of God, because watch this, it kept reducing. The man said, well, we ain't going to do this, we ain't going to do that. He kept chopping it down.
Oh.
And he was like, man, now it's only like a $10,000 job. So he did the job, but his portion from it was watch this, it was exactly 100%, praise the Lamb of God, of as though he was tithing from, praise the Lamb of God, that he gave me the $101. He only got $1,011 out of it. Praise the Lamb of God. And he cried at the altar and said, when it happened, I said, Lord, my God. And my wife looked at it and said, that's a tenth, praise the, that's a tenth increase on what you gave to the prophet. She said, I told you to give your whole check. She said, if you had to give the whole check, you would have made $100,000.
Wow.
She said, but you didn't have faith. He stood at the altar and cried. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'll never forget it. People of God, the process of God works. Praise the Lamb. The process of God works. We just don't work the process.
Wow, that's heavy.
Hello, light bulbs. The process of God works. It's right there in your Bible. The process of God's work. He said, I'm going to give this to Israel so they will increase forever. They will always be in an increase mode. It's right there in the Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, a lot of people don't want to. We'll talk about it some more. Praise the Lamb of God, and we'll pull some scriptures up and bring it forth. This is like Pastor London. Pastor London, is that you? Push one if that's you. It looks like his number. Praise the Lamb of God. If he's on, praise the Lamb of God. He can push one and come on up. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm just saying to you, people of God, hallelujah, our prayer, that is Pastor London, praise the Lord, our prayer life must be indicative of, praise the Lamb of God, our literal living. Praise God. I can't pray one way and live another way. Praise the Lamb. I can't quote scriptures and then don't abide by them. Praise the Lord. Pastor London, how you doing, man?
Good, Uncle Shake. How you guys doing? I've been listening for a good little minute, just listening to the show, man. Awesome. Awesome stuff going on, man. How you doing, Brother Brett?
I'm good, Brother Pastor. Brother from another mother, Pastor.
Yeah,
Lord,
my
London.
Brother from another mother. Yeah, I called in and pushed in, and I heard what was going on. I just became a sect. I was a listener. I great teaching on the first fruit, great prayer. Everything, man. I'm just enjoying the Lord, man. Enjoying the Lord. Sorry that I couldn't be on. I had a meeting and all that good stuff. It sounded profitable, but, man, it's good. And, hey, I'm glad I got my brother Britt that could be on point as well, man. And, you know, yeah, pray. Yeah, keep me in prayer, brother. There's a lot going on out this way.
Will do. Will do.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, man, the Lord is moving in such a way, praise the Lamb of God, right now, until he's given us so much revelation,
yeah.
Pastor London Brett, he's given us so much revelation, if we would put it into operation, praise the Lamb of God. Let me tell you something. People of God, you know what? I'm going to say this, and this is a big thing. This is a big thing, praise God. We look at the economy. We look at the economy. Do you know we could roll the economy back into prosperity just by our action?
Amen.
In the Word of God? If my people are called by my name, do you know we could turn this thing around, praise the Lamb of God, with a single action? If the people of God who are called by the name of the Lord would repent and turn from their wickedness and seek his face, pray. The Lord has made a promise in his word that he would heal the land. Praise the Lamb of God. Our land is sick right now. The economy is sick right now. The minds of people are sick right now. Every day you look at the news, something brand new is on there about the sickness of a man's mind. That you just can't fathom why this is happening. What did they do that for? For what purpose? What happened that's so bad in their life that this happened?
Yeah.
And we just refuse to interpret it for what is really going on. And where is the message being sent? It can't be sent to the world because the world know not God. They don't understand the spiritual thing. So he must be sending the message to people who are supposed to be spiritual people. He has to be sending it to us that something is wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
That something is wrong. We're saints, but our children are not in subjection. We're saved, praise the Lamb, but there are people in our house that's living the hell life and not the heaven-bound life. We're saved, we get up and go to church, and our kids stay in bed. We allow them to choose what they want to do, even though we take care of them. I'm talking to you today openly because everybody wants things to change, but things must change by us changing. Insanity is doing the same things and expecting a different result.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what insanity is, doing the same thing and expecting a different result. We must change. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If things going to change, we must change. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there's so many people that don't want to, they don't want to change because to change is to be broken. To change is to admit wrong. To change is to admit that I am wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. And nobody wants to admit when they're wrong.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Therefore, things stay the same. Because nobody wants to admit that they're wrong, that I've been going the wrong way, that I've been doing the wrong things, that my perception has been wrong. So there is no change. Praise the Lamb of God. But when the people of God change their direction and start looking towards God and start looking at all this other stuff and start lining themselves up with the Word of God, praise the Lamb of God, we see a change. There is no greater place, praise the Lamb of God. And I say this, I say it a lot, praise God, Lawrence. There is no greater place, Brett, that we are challenged in our lives other than prayer and giving. That's what a believer is challenged at, right there. Them two. Praise the Lamb of God. Because both of them is giving. Giving yourself to God. Praise the Lamb of God. And if, see, if we would do the first, the second would be easy. Because when you stay in prayer and you stay in the place with God, you start really understanding that everything you got here is anyway.
Amen.
And you start really coming to the realization that it's him that's taking care of you and you not taking care of yourself. That's one of the hardest things God has to get across to us. Hey, Brett.
Yes.
What did Henry Ford bill you, or were you born into the world? I need to ask you that.
I was born into the world.
You was born in the world.
Yeah, man. Henry Ford was producing modern day slavery right now, man. So I'm going with the upside.
So you're a born species, right? You came in through the natural process of life, right?
Yes, sir.
Lawrence London.
Yes, sir.
Did General Motors design you, or were you born into the world?
I was born into the world.
Okay, so you both admit that you were born into the world, right? Praise the Lamb
yes,
of God.
Sir.
I admit I was born into the world,
amen.
Right? Now, I want to ask you this question. While you was in your mother's womb, who took care of you?
Only the Lord above took care of me.
Brett, you didn't answer the question.
Only the Lord above.
If only the Lord used my mother, you know what I'm saying? He definitely was taking care of me.
Now this is, I got to ask this. Do you believe, praise the Lamb of God, do you believe that your mother took care of you, that you didn't get abort, or that you didn't die in the womb? Or do you think God covered your mother that you were born into the world?
I know the Lord did.
I know the Lord covered my mother.
Because she could have fell down the stairs. She could have did anything while she was carrying you, right?
Amen. Yep.
She could have been in a car accident, right? Praise God. Watch this. The first morsel of bread that hit your mouth, I'm going somewhere with this, people, stay with me. The first morsel of bread that hit your mouth when you came into the world, who provided it? Do you think it was your mother, your father, praise the Lamb of God, or was it God?
God.
It was God.
Then what makes us think that God is not taking care of us now?
Yeah, he is.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yeah.
See, you see the insanity, praise the Lamb of God, of us hustling and bustling all the time to take care of ourselves?
Mm. Yeah.
When all we have to do is find out the plan of God for taking care of us.
Mm. Well.
Brad just came on the show, and when he started talking about General Motors and all that and his work, he said he worked there 19 years, right, Brett?
Yeah, 19 years in May, 2013.
And Brett, well, now answer this the same way that you did in the beginning of what you said. When did you start hating working there?
Oh, from the first day I started working there.
Until the last day?
I learned to accept it, and to the last day, until I made a decision to come to California, so I fell on my face in the church in Gary, Indiana, and cried out to the Lord, and He finally gave me the permission to leave. I couldn't stand it. I felt
now,
like my mind was trapped every single day.
Now, Brett, do you believe in your heart, praise the Lamb of God, that God allowed you to work there all of those years as a processing of you, praise the Lamb of God, so that you can be the person that you are today?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would have happened, you think, if somebody had stopped you, your parents or something had stopped you and said, we're going to pray and seek God's face and ask Him what is His will for your life when it comes down to how, praise the Lamb of God, and where you're supposed to work.
Mm.
What if you had prophetic guidance through that?
Man, I could only imagine.
What
I could imagine the day would make, right? I can imagine now that I see in prophetically, I see what God is directing me prophetically. I take it as a lesson to teach my daughter now. Because I didn't grow up like that, you know what I'm saying? So I teach my children, you know, to begin to see you know, they come with dreams, and I say, man, you know, you can do this thing. Let's pray God's will. And if it's lining up with his will, then I know it can happen, you know. This all a manifestation of all of it, of the 18, 19 years that I had to serve on that floor, the years that I listened to, I went from listening to rap music to listening to gospel sermons and gospel music and all the sermons that you preach that I listened to over and over and over again. Yeah, I listened to them over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. My goodness, people of God, I hope you're hearing what I'm trying to tell you all today. Praise the Lamb of God, that if you would just take time, even with your children, praise the Lamb of God, and start styling their lives in a godly way, they can be the ones that fly over the cuckoo nest. A lot of stuff that we have experienced that God is using it for his good, he never intended for us to go through.
Yeah.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
When Abraham went down to Egypt, that wasn't God's will.
Well, amen.
God used it for his glory. But it wasn't God's will for Abraham to go down there and lie and say, this woman is my sister, not my wife. That wasn't God's will.
Amen.
And the Pharaoh almost slept with his wife. That wasn't God's will. Do he wouldn't interrupt Pharaoh to show him, hey, a curse finna come on you if you sleep with this man's wife. He's a prophet. And if you sleep with his wife, I'm going to curse you and all Egypt.
Amen.
Then when they left Egypt with Hagar. What if Hagar wasn't in place?
Yeah.
Then maybe Sarah wouldn't have said, go into my maid. Because she didn't have one. You see what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff that we go through. And we go through it because we didn't line our lives up with God in the first place.
Yeah.
I can still use it for his glory. Praise the Lamb of God. But there's a lot of stuff we go through. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God because we didn't acknowledge God. But if our prayer lives was right and we were doing it all our ways acknowledge him, that's not after you get in the way. That's before you start out.
Okay.
And it's not that, Lord, I'm going, go with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's, Lord, can I go?
Yes.
And if God said, yes, you can go, if he's your father, you get permission to go. Why are you working somewhere and your father didn't give you permission to go? Because you became grown and you went on your own. Now God's got to work to get glory out of where you didn't went. So, well, now I can use all of this stuff that you've been addicted to and all of this stuff that's connected to you to be a blessing to you as you minister to others.
Hallelujah.
But was it necessary? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I love this word, boy.
Hallelujah. It's rich, rich word.
I tell you, when you really start looking through the eyes of God at the process of God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, my goodness, it's as if, praise the Lamb of God, we can say, well, you know, it was God's plan for Adam to bite off that. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't. God told him not to do it. Now, we must understand free will, people of God. Praise the Lord. God gives us a free will. But in my free will, I must will God. In my free will, I have the free will right now to jump out of this window. I got a free will. I can go on top of this roof and jump. That's my choice. But then if I choose God, then I must choose God in all his ways. If I choose God, I must choose him as my Father, praise the Lamb of God, as my God and as my King and as my Lord and my Master. So if I've chosen him in this way, praise the Lamb of God, then why am I doing things without his consent? That's major. This is where we missed the boat at. Praise the Lamb of God. This is where we missed the boat at. Praise the Lamb of God. Many, many times, people of God, we missed the boat right there. Because we did not acknowledge God. We didn't allow God to say to us, this is my will for your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Because when God wills it, praise the Lamb of God, he sustains you through it. When God wills it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, his angel goes with you to protect you, to cover you. Praise the Lamb of God, when God has willed it. I went in places that God didn't even will, but I let other people take me in places. Okay, this is what I want you to do. This is what. And the places God wanted me to take were the places I made the decisions and didn't do what God told me to do. Praise the Lamb of God. One of the biggest mistakes of my life, I was about 19, 20 years old, praise the Lamb of God, and wanted to be educated in the biblical colleges and stuff like that. And a Methodist church wanted me to be their pastor, and I turned them down. I turned them down, Lawrence. I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was so Baptist until I didn't want to be Methodist. I turned them down. I went to sleep that night, and the Lord gave me a vision just as clear that if I had accepted that church, that they was going to pay for my education and everything. I woke up the next morning and called, and they said, sorry, we already called the next man on the list, and he accepted it.
Mm. Yeah.
That was my first lesson in not consulting God. My first lesson. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What you got to say about that, Pastor Londa?
Man, listen, I got me so many sermons out of this so far. I'm sitting here taking it all in. I'm just going to be honest with you. I see some things in this that's just taking some things to another level. Awesome. Yeah. And I'm telling you, everything that you just said about Abraham and even what Brett gave testimony to, man, it's all generational, man. Somehow we really have to, you know, even when you're talking about the blessing of the first fruit, everything must become, God must become that generational God all over again, where he's from generation to generation, he's getting greater and greater because we learn from our mistakes and our experiences in him. And through our processes in him. So I'm like taking this in, man. This is awesome. You know, this awesome word, awesome lesson.
All right, hold on. Erica 567?
Yes.
Erica, who's calling?
This is LaShawn Mullins out of Toledo, Ohio. I have a question in regards to great teaching, by the way. And I apologize for chiming in so late. But the question that I have is how can we be certain that it is God's will for us once we pray? How do we know he's answering us? Because even when we don't pray and get his wisdom, direction, he still tends to cover us. He still, this is my experience, and so this is where my confusion is. He still is very present. He still protects. He still, so on and so, he still keeps me. And so how do I know when it is his will for me versus when it's his permissive will, I guess, divine versus permissive. Can you, do you have time to help me with that?
The sovereign will of God always come, praise the Lamb of God, when we have sought him in prayer, always come with a response from God by his spirit, by vision, dream, angelic visitation, whatever. Praise the Lamb of God. When God wants you to know his sovereign will, that this is my sovereign will, praise the Lamb of God, that's always a prophetic encounter, some kind of way, if it's nothing more but a prophet saying to you, praise the Lamb. Now, I shouldn't have said nothing more, because that is a great thing. When God interrupts the life of anybody to tell them to tell you something, praise. That's an awesome thing by itself. So that would be the sovereign will of God, praise the Lamb of God. The permissive will of God is when you don't get an answer, praise the Lamb of God, and you just say, well, I prayed about it, I did acknowledge God, so I'm going to do this thing. Once you do that, praise the Lamb of God, and you enter into that step, then the permissive will of God says, you know, I'm going to permit this, and God did not intervene, but you did acknowledge him. So God says, I'm going to go with you in the way that you're going. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm going to cover you. I'm going to keep you. I'm going to protect you. And I'm going to let this work for your good.
Wow, yes.
Even though it wasn't my sovereign will.
Wow, okay. Okay, thank you, Prophet.
Yeah. See. Now, see, I'm crazy enough to pray at the end of the year and the beginning of the year my schedule. Of the Lord scheduling my every step of where I'm going to be in my ministering places. And the Lord just told me a couple of months ago, praise the Lamb of God, my first engagement of the year is in Atlanta, Georgia. Been that way for the last several years. The Lord told me you cannot go to Atlanta, Georgia in January.
Wow.
That's the sovereign will of God. And I prayed three or four times. I said, Lord, why not? Why? And all he said is, you can't go. The last time said, if you go, I will be wroth against you.
Wow.
That slammed the door on me. I don't care what nobody say or do, flip, do what they want to, throw money at my feet. I ain't going nowhere. Because I know when God done spoke to me. That's the sovereign will of God for my life is not to go. If I go cross that border, it could mean my life.
Wow.
That's how important the sovereign will is of God for our lives. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Lawrence, you want to add to that, or did I do a good job?
Awesome job. I told you, I'm taking it all in today. I'm taking awesome job.
Hallelujah. Awesome. So the permissive will of God many times is, okay, I'm going to allow you to do this, praise the Lamb of God, I'll allow this to happen, but that's not my will for your life. That's not my will, but I'm going to permit it, praise the Lamb of God, to be for this season.
Wow.
And then when that season ends, a lot of times, praise the Lamb of God, like relationships and what have you, God will let you enter into a relationship, and his permission will be there. You learn so much, and you may even be helped. I'm talking about help, increase through it, everything. But that wasn't God's will for you to be in that relationship. At the end of it, your heart may be broken. Praise the Lamb of God. You may be in the dust crying because you and the person in the relationship didn't consummate the relationship. That's the part of it, praise the Lamb of God, that was not God's will. But God allowed it and allowed you to be blessed through the process of the knowledge, the wisdom, and everything, and the growth, praise him, that you received during the relationship. But it wasn't his will for you to consummate it. He said, that's not your husband or that's not your wife.
Wow.
Hello, light bulbs.
Hello.
Yes, Lord, I love teaching it. Praise the Lamb of God. I love. All right, we out of time. We 3 minutes over. We got to go, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Meet me on Woodward Avenue. tonight, 7 o'clock. Meet me. Four blocks west. Not west. Four blocks south. Praise the Lamb of God. South of 6 Mile. Like you're heading downtown. Praise the Lamb of God. Four blocks south of 6 Mile on Woodward Avenue, across the street from the Powerhouse Gym, Soul Harvest Church. Bishop Lewis Evans is the pastor. I praise the Lamb of God for the outpouring. For the outpouring. Tonight, Apostle Compton is the host. Meet us there. I'll see you there. I bless you, people. Have a blessed weekend. I'm excited about your future. And guess what? God is making us all brand new.
Clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. No one knows.